Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 189 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 5th is compare and contrast reputation versus character. Which is more important to you? Analyze your daily actions to see if they are motivated by improving your status or by developing your moral character. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of knowing your integrity. One of the greatest coaches of all time and one of my favorite mentors, John Wooden, said, quote, "Be more concerned with your character than your reputation. Your reputation is what others perceive of you, and their perception may be right or wrong, but character is what you really are, and no one truly knows that but you." End quote. Our reputation is our external story, and as John Wooden said, other people may be right or wrong. Sometimes we need people to wake us up with the truth and show us that maybe our actions are not lining up with our principles and values. I know my wife has done that for me on several occasions. But our character is our internal story, and although we can lie and manipulate to create an external story, we cannot plagiarize our internal story. Sure, we can try to lie to ourselves, but deep inside we know the truth. This is why we sometimes see people who seem to have it all together on the outside. They have everything going for them. They have money, material possessions, but internally they are a mess. They don't really have confidence or strong feelings of self-worth. So what does all this matter, reputation versus character? It all comes down to knowing our integrity. What is the foundation of how we operate on a daily basis? If the end result that we are looking for is what other people think about us and what our status is, then we are trying to write our story from the outside in. We are trying to build a reputation that we think will make us worthy. We think it will provide us with happiness. One of the problems with this theory is that no matter what we do, not everyone is going to have a good opinion of us. President of the United States, Olympic gold medal winner, it doesn't matter. There will be people that always have a negative opinion of us or treat us poorly because of jealousy. So how do we know which is more important to us, reputation or character? The tool we can use to determine which of these is our true motivation is to make a list of all the actions we take throughout the course of our particular day, and then categorize them according to whether the end result of each action is serving our reputation or our moral character. In other words, are we acting to get applause and recognition from others? Or are we acting to help us grow into a better person, whether or not anyone sees it? If we are having trouble categorizing our actions, we can always ask a friend to categorize them for us. If we do this, we should just give them the list of actions without going through it with them. Because if we do, our natural inclination will be to try to justify things in one way or another. So how about you? What do you see as the difference between reputation and character? Which is more important to you? Can you analyze your daily actions to see if they are motivated by improving your status or by developing your moral character? Writing our own story is all about responding to events and using our power of choice. And as we are looking at what choices to make each day, we can choose actions that are based on developing our character over actions that are motivated to increase our reputation and status. Because when we embrace the mindset of character over reputation, we will be able to maintain our integrity. We will live by the principles and values that make us whole, and we will increase the impact we have on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.